Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. And we are brought to you by Everlight Solar, baby, powering this studio. That's what solar power sounds like. Kelly Maraca, how you doing? Join me here in the Cripescast studio. I'm doing good. We got Taylor Kalmus on the show this week, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise known as Dude Dad, otherwise known as Dude Daddy. He's a good guy. We were just out in Denver doing some shows, and we stopped by Dude Dad's. We did a little skiing.
Couple of sketches.
Some sketches, the whole thing. Some of you might have just seen we put out the How Stanley Was Invented. I had a lot of fun with Dude Daddy. We hung out in his garage and did this podcast. So it's
nice.
Good. Yeah.
Nice.
His garage is a mess, by the way. It might be messier than my garage.
That's impossible.
Well, Dude Daddy and I are cut from the same cloth in that regard. He is, of course, much better at creating things in his garage than I am.
Yeah. What's your excuse?
My excuse is I'm just too busy and also not as skilled as he is. I can do your basic stuff. Yeah. He does some pretty intense, good stuff. So, but I would like to get more into it because, you know, you got a friend who like does good work, like either you got a friend who can like do better at woodworking or sing better or dance better. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I got to get on my game. That's how I feel with him and
woodworking.
Yeah. Or just general DIY stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yours is like your DIY is duct tape for, It's WD-40.
I would say it's a little more sophisticated than that, but not much.
Wood glue.
Nah, I would say my skills are all YouTube based after your basic carpentry skills. Mm. You know, like the basic stuff you learn.
Yeah.
Like general, maybe framing. That would be the extent of what I feel like I can confidently do. And then from there on, it's just all YouTube. Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Colleen? Enough about me and my envy. That's really what that is
yeah.
envy.
Do you want to unpack anymore?
No, I think I unpacked it. I just want to be more like Dude Daddy.
I like that. What yeah. else? I think that's great. How do you think he wants to be like you?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe there are some aspects, and I don't want to be just like Dude Daddy, you know, but there yeah. are some things that you have friends, and this is
you just, look up to in some ways.
Yeah, this isn't just a Dude Dad thing. This is a ton of friends that you have where you admire something that yeah.
How do you look up to me?
Operative
word is friend.
That's a good question. Well, no, you
moving right along.
Jinx on the No, Colleen, listen, I'll give you something here. I think you have a very good relationship with your friends and you make time for your friends. And I don't make much time for I've set up my life so I am
a busy guy.
In a constant state of biz. But I am hoping to slow down. That yeah. is part of my deal.
Well, speaking of busy, yes. you got a lot of tour dates going on right now.
Yes, we do, ladies and gentlemen.
LA and then San Diego, Phoenix, Nashville, Louisville, Sheboygan, Milwaukee. That's just in the month of March. We got a lot going on.
That's a lot of shows. That's a lot of shows, folks. Come out and see us, you know?
Yeah.
And, and there you go. Also, ladies and gents,
talk about the brandy.
We're showing it off in the podcast with Taylor, but Barron's Old Fashioned Brandy, it's hot off the distillery, Dancing Goat Distillery, Cambridge, Wisconsin.
You know what? I got to get my grandpa a bottle of that. My Nono loves brandy as a nightcap.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's awesome.
I should get him that.
You don't have to buy it. Just take a bottle out of the storage room.
Okay.
Do we even have a storage room? I think we have bottles here.
We have boxes of it.
Take him a bottle. Take him a couple.
I think he'll really enjoy that. Yeah. Except for in his nursing home or like their adult living
sure.
place. In order to get booze at dinner, you have to bring your own, but he doesn't like to seem like a lush. So he doesn't bring it down because he doesn't want to like,
you know what?
Make people think he's a drinker.
Might get him a flask.
Yeah.
We got an extra flask hanging around.
Like anytime someone will come to town, we'll take him to Binny's because he wants like someone to take him to go get the liquor. He doesn't want to have someone bring it because he wants it to be like his own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he doesn't want people to like make a statement about his alcohol.
Is he just like a proud Italian guy?
Yeah.
And so he doesn't want people to think he's a booze hound.
Yeah. And he's like, I do it in moderation, but he's like, it's optics. Like you don't want people thinking he's like,
I mean, I like that.
The drunk of the place, but he really, really loves brandy. That's like I'll get him a bottle.
We absolutely have to get it to him. If he really likes brandy and he's a brandy aficionado, I'm curious to see what he says about the taste. Because a lot of people have actually been saying they do like the taste, but I think a lot of people don't drink brandy straight. You know,
yeah, he'll
a lot
do
of,
it at night.
A lot of people do it with an old fashioned. But that'd be super cool. Yeah, bring him.
We'll get Pete's perspective.
Cool.
Yeah.
Weren't we going to talk about something on this intro? Weren't we going to riff an idea or something?
Yeah, pet peeves.
Oh, pet peeves driving. Oh my gosh, we should really have Dante in on this. Oh. Dante drives. First of all, every time we go on the road where we're driving, and we try to drive most places just because it's easier, and we're taking the merch trailer and everything, but Dante refuses to let me drive because allegedly I'm a bad driver, except somehow I've driven all over by myself and haven't gotten an accident. I haven't gotten an accident in a long time.
And Dante's gotten in quite a few accidents. So that's really interesting. This
is why Dante doesn't have any trust for another driver, is he has been hit multiple times.
Yeah. So, I remember when we were going up to Minnesota, I was like, do you want us to take like a, I was like, we can step in, like switch shifts. He's like, nobody's getting in the driver's seat. Yeah. I was like, okay.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
But so pet peeves on the road, you know, and if, by the way, if you guys have any pet peeves, bring them in on this, let us know. Cause I kind of want to bring in more audience, interactions. Do we have any feedback, any notes, any things worth sharing on this? You know what? One thing at a time. This is my ADD brain. This is supposed to be a very quick intro, guys, but now I'm of course extending it.
What are your pet peeves on the road?
So I was going to say, I honestly don't have a ton, but then I know that I am the bad driver, you know?
Yeah.
I'll give you Dante's. Okay. Going slow in the fast lane.
Yeah, absolutely.
That
if you're not 10 over in the fast lane, that you deserve to be, you don't deserve to be there.
Here's my big thing is like when I'm driving behind someone, I'm like, is this person drunk? What the hell is going on? And then I zoom in on them or I pass them and they're just on their phone. Like, you know, I know everybody to some extent is on their phone, but it's a pretty dangerous game, and everyone thinks they can do it. Everyone thinks they can chance it a little bit, but you know, we've all been in a situation where we have, you know, looked at our phone or whatever, and then almost gotten into some kind of an accident. So I try. It's a good thing I don't drive because the phone is a big issue. What are yours?
If you ask my mom, it's pretty much anytime I'm driving. I usually call people when I'm on the, like, I don't text. I usually call when I'm in the car.
Yeah, me too.
Cause it's productive and I don't like want to talk to you when I'm like doing something else. But every time I'm on the phone with her, I'm usually the Christian leaves my body when I am on the road. I get pretty irritable pretty quickly. And I don't like when...
You gotta let Jesus take the wheel.
Literally. But I don't like when people are in the... I mean, like turn signals. Like if you don't use your turn signals and let people know, that's really frustrating. And there's this one intersection specifically by where I live that people don't realize it turns into... It's a turn lane. And so people just kind of like, if you're gonna come in my lane, just do it or don't. Like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the Midwest, you know, everyone's trying to be polite, you know,
they're like,
it's kind of like, here's my thing. When you got an on-ramp and someone's merging and they're slowing down, they're being overly polite, but I'm assuming they're going to go fast. Maybe I'm being overly polite too. We're both yielding to each other.
Yeah.
You know,
I hate when someone's like trailing your butt and they're right on you and then they... Fine. Well, the best is when they pass you and they go super fast and then you end up at the same light and you're like,
yeah, see, was it worth it? Was it worth it?
But I also hate when they like pass me and then look at me.
Oh, I've got a new stand-up bit about that. I've got a new stand-up. This?
Yeah.
That's I got and it I hate watching it when they do Dante. To
me. I hate it when they do it to me because I know I'm a woman and there's a stereotype, but I'm just like, I'm not a bad driver.
Yeah.
But you're just being a jackass.
You know that.
But I also look at people.
Oh, you look at people too?
Yeah. What does Dante do?
Dante looks at people. Dante will make it a point. I know if he's getting angry at one of these drivers, he's going to give him a stare down. Anyway, folks. All right. We should probably get into it.
Yeah.
And folks, as always, we are continuing to raise money for Doctors Without Borders. It's a great organization. They are doing as much as they possibly can to get much needed medical supplies and other supplies into Gaza and assisting with the incredible amount of medical needs there. So please donate to them if you can, doctorswithoutborders.org. You can also follow them on social media at Doctors Without Borders. And with that, here is my conversation with Taylor Kalmus, AKA Dude Dad.
Picked up for you.
You did. And you did a really nice job here, Taylor. Like, I like how, you know, you got the bikes down there.
Mm-hmm. This is, there's an assortment of like 6 different projects happening that are unfinished and just scattered out throughout with tools every which way.
I feel like there's no greater poster for Dude Dad than this garage right now because it's just all tools.
Ski boots,
extreme sports things. Do you saw that stroller that's rigged up to the go-kart thing?
Heidi made me take the RC power off of the stroller.
Ah, why? Safety concerns?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, because it's that the remote would go wonky once in a while and it would just kind of take off.
Yeah. If anything, you don't want to just kind of take off with a remote. I would say a stroller.
With a baby in it, yeah.
Stroller would be one of them.
Yeah.
Folks, this week's episode is brought to you by Barron's Old Fashioned Brandy.
Mm.
And that's actually a good point. I didn't even do the intro of this podcast. I'm sponsoring
podcast.
Mine. Yeah, it's expensive.
No one pays for your podcast anymore, so you just sponsor yourself. No,
hey, that's not true. Actually, thank you for bringing that up because we do have a great sponsor that powers the Cripescast, typically, Taylor. That's Everlight Solar. Have you considered? Oh, you got solar panels.
I have solar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's super. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Especially when the snow melts off of it and they start working again.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, but no, you got to have a good pitch.
It doesn't take long.
You got to have a good pitch.
We get a lot of sun here.
You got a nice pitch here.
Yeah. No, you want it to face south.
Yeah.
So then you get the sun coming across solar, there all day.
Are you solar explaining to me right now?
This is just what I was told when they pitched me.
Taylor had the option of what to drink today. Anyway, folks, Everlight Solar, fantastic company, powers the Cripescast studio when we're actually doing the Cripescast studio.
I'm having some Barron's Old Fashioned.
Fireball. He pours Fireball. I literally bring him
I didn't know where it was at.
Dante brought you a bottle all the way from Milwaukee, and you started drinking Fireball. Not only did you, I've never seen somebody pour themselves an actual glass of Fireball. Like, he's got Fireball on the rocks here.
Well, a little bit of hot, a little bit of cold.
I suppose. works for Fireball. Maybe it works for other things.
Hey, I just put 7 kids asleep upstairs before coming down here to this studio.
I do appreciate you doing this. Taylor is doing me a favor today, folks, if I'm being honest, because
Charlie didn't have anything planned. And we're supposed to be going skiing tomorrow. So he's like, hey, can we talk in front of the camera for an hour?
I mean, we've been talking all day.
Yeah,
this guy literally is sick of talking to me, but here it is.
Let's move on. What do you want to talk about, Chuck?
I want to talk about this couch that you have in your garage, man. This isn't a couch.
My new Davenport.
This is a Davenport. 100%. Did you actually like?
We paid for this.
No way.
$400.
Come on.
It looks
like it came right out of the 70s.
It's fantastic.
It vintage?
It looked even better in the Craigslist ad.
Oh, did it? Why? What did you see? Stains were not disclosed?
Burke brought it home and there's some tears in it, but then he had his mom come and stitch him up.
Oh, yeah. You can barely tell.
No, you can't tell anymore. I don't even remember where they're at.
Burke's mom's really cool.
Yeah.
I met her the other night.
Cheryl, she stitched it up.
Cheryl did a heck anybody of a job with on a this name Davenport. Like
Cheryl, you know, is going to be able to run a good stitch.
I mean, my gosh.
You ever met a Cheryl that can't run a good stitch?
Never. Never.
If I get my face cut open, I'm walking around going, Cheryl!
Yeah, you got to have Cheryl. And she'll be right there.
Stitch me up.
She won't have anesthesia, but she will have some brandy. Barron's Old Fashioned brandy, folks. That's probably where I get in trouble, right? When I start
putting it in your... Yeah, don't... Yeah, you should just put a little disclaimer at the bottom.
That says do not actually put
Barron's Old Fashioned brandy into your wounds.
No. I'm not saying you... No.
Oh, Taylor, you drink it while you're getting stitched?
It's an anesthetic. Like when I was a kid, okay, I cracked my eye open, right? I had a big gash right there. Can you see it? There's a scar here. I can't remember where. Can you see it?
This side.
Yeah.
It's right there.
So that scar, I was playing guitar in my room, Fender Squire. All right,
so you're in your room getting your angst out.
I'm playing some Everclear probably, okay. Or trying to learn a sick Red Hot Chili Peppers solo. But then my dad called me and I had forgotten to do something.
Oh.
And so when he called me, I was like, oh, I was going to go run and do that before I got caught not doing it. And I hit the guitar on my eye and I cut my eye open. Anyway,
you cut your eye open with a G string.
He'll be here all 48 more minutes of this podcast, folks. Anyway, long story short.
He cut his eye open with a G-string.
And my dad sewed it up on the kitchen table. And for anesthetic, he offered me a little bit of hooch. I forget what it was.
He let you drink it? 16?
Yeah, because he wasn't going to use... Because
it was a medical thing.
Anesthetic.
It was a medical thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was a nice bonding moment. So then there on the kitchen table where we had just had our casserole, he sewed up the old hot dish.
I just had the same bonding moment with my son. He got smacked in the face with a barbell that DJ's son was yielding an accident. And they called us up and they said, hey, Theo got banged up. He might need some stitches. You might want to come get him. We're like, okay. So I went over there, looked at a good deep cut. But they had a butterfly on it already. And they're like, and Amber's a nurse. And she's like, well, you might be able to just put another butterfly on there. So I got him out of there. We drove to the grocery store. I was walking in the grocery store. And I said, all right, buddy, look. We can go. We got two options. Mm-hmm. We can go in, get you a butterfly, and daddy's going to have to shave a little bit of your hair to get that butterfly to stick real good.
Yeah.
Option two, I take you to the hospital and you get stitches. And he goes, option one. And I was like, cool. He was like 100% option one.
I mean, yeah. I feel like Theo's a kid who may think stitches would be kind of fun.
No, he thought he was going to die.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he literally thought it was the over. He thought it was the end.
How old is...
He's eight.
An Ollie, you said, had the weight? Dude, what is that kid doing being able to throw dumbbells?
It's a barbell. I don't know. It must have been... I don't know what DJ's got for weights over there.
So he's a pretty strong kid.
He's big for eight.
You see this thing, and she's a nurse, so that gives you a little, gives you, like, you don't feel like you have to, because I would feel
like... It wasn't bleeding anymore. It had already kind of stopped bleeding. But it was deep. It was deep.
Yeah.
But you pull it together with a butterfly. Oh, I need to switch that out. Ooh, shoot.
You got to go do that now?
Not switch right it now. Out? He's sleeping.
That might be the time to do it.
No.
Tomorrow?
How you'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to be gone. So... Well, how long can you leave one bandage on?
You know what? Heidi's going to be upset about doing that, but I took your garbage out. So
good.
I think you're square on
Thanks,
that.
Chuck.
How long can you leave a bandage on? How long has it been on?
Two days?
Should we call my dad?
Make a poll quick? It's been on two days. How long can you leave the same bandage on?
How much Neosporin did you put in it?
I cleaned it with the alcohol wipe.
Oh, you did?
We did the alcohol wipe and cleaned it up good.
But you didn't put any Neosporin in it?
No.
Yeah, you might want to go check that bag.
No. So, you're back at Casa de Kelmis.
You've
stayed with us quite a few times now. Have you been enjoying your stay?
I love how this interview just turned into your podcast.
So, well, here's the thing. That. Charlie comes out here once in a while, spends a few nights in our basement. We enjoy having you. You're good with the kids.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Always make the bed. You'll never believe this about Chuck. He makes the bed before he leaves. Always makes the bed.
That's always a big question, dude. I always, as a Midwest people pleaser, I'm sitting here thinking too, like, I want to be a good guest.
Well,
I make your bed?
There's three options.
Yes.
You either make the bed.
Yep.
You either don't do anything and just leave it kind of slept in looking.
Yeah.
Or the third option is you pull the sheets up and you lay them in the middle of the mattress that basically says, I know you're going to do this laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't like that third option because it implies that we really need to do the laundry.
That is, dude, I have... Do you remember when you came and stayed in my house in Milwaukee, in my duplex?
Oh,
and
okay.
You got in the bed and there was a pack of cigarettes in there.
You're like, who was here last?
It was Billy Deuce.
Okay.
And I told you that I prepared the room. See, I'm not, like, if they don't look noticeably dirty and someone was only there a couple nights. I mean, assuming sleeping in your basement that I'm sleeping. Although I did see.
Those sheets are clean.
I did see you sent me a picture with just a gun and a toilet paper roll saying I made the bed for you. That was fun. I'll show you guys that picture.
Yeah. Throw that up in there.
Won't share the text message.
100%. I'm not stripping the sheets after you leave. You've only been here one night.
And I'm a pretty clean. I don't sweat. Well, I do have some night sweats, actually.
I don't know. Like, what's
You might want to wash them sheets. I'm going to be honest with you. But you know what,
well,
frankly?
Ball them up and put them in the middle, and I'll know you're gross.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you don't want to wash the sheets. You would prefer I just leave the sheets on when I make the bed. Because the last time I think I took the sheets off, put them in the washer or the dryer.
If you're going to wash them for us.
No, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them in the washing machine because I don't want to wake you up with the sound of it.
So, we're going to come down and find dry sheets in the washer and go, he didn't even start it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what you would have found the last time I was here. But I had left early. Very early in the morning.
Is the normal type of content you do on this?
No, but I'm
talking
happy.
Sheets?
I think sheets is... It's a very... I've been trying to do this sketch forever of, like, the sheets thing. But I haven't found a good way to do it. Because it's like, hey, I'm just going to do the sheets before you... Do not touch those. What? Not touch the sheets. No, I got to do them, you know. They're fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to make you do them. I like doing the sheets. Do you like doing the sheets? Or do you just...
Oh, I hate making a bed.
But
I'm so bad at it. Heidi gives me so much crap because I don't know how to do the little folds and make it, you know. I think all sheets should be fitted sheets. They should just make a second fitted sheet that doesn't have the one end. So you can just slide under that.
Yes. Yeah, a little pocket.
Little pocket.
Little,
a bed pocket.
Bed pocket.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
And then as an extra blanket, you can have the bed handkerchief. So there's just a blanket sticking out of it.
Basically,
you know?
It's a sleeping bag that wraps over your mattress and you just slide into that.
Yeah.
And then it makes itself because it's spandex and it's tight.
It's 2024 and we're still making
Let's
our
do this.
Beds.
Let's We've
do We've been
this.
Making our beds since like what? The 17th? The 17 BCs.
I've been making my bed since 2011 when I got married.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by how good we look because we're both clashing with this Davenport in different ways. Like three shades of brown.
Well,
on this.
This Davenport has so many different colors in it that you can't sit on this and not fit in with it.
It's kind of like the Mona Lisa of couches in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you look at this long enough, you'll see your future.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice. Mm-hmm. You know what? We really should have shot the sketch with this being the chair. We did Midwest Couples Therapy.
Oh, yeah.
We shot that today. Where Taylor plays his Steve character.
Steve and Stacy.
Heidi plays Stacy, and I'm the therapist.
If you have not seen our Buying a House in the 90s sketch, Heidi's best work ever. She leans into her Fargo accent and plays a Midwest mom, and oh my gosh, oh geez.
Oh, you know,
I tell you what, oh,
it's
wow.
like she's been sitting on a timpani this whole time and hasn't played it for us.
Well, she has, her mom has this little laugh that she does where she'll say something mm-hmm. that she said, she'll say something that she knows isn't what other people in the room agree with, but then she kind of softens the blow by giving a little giggle after she says it.
Oh, like, give me an
example. So she'll be like, you know, oh, no, I don't like brandy. A none for me.
You know? And just give you like a real passive aggressive thing. You're not good yeah. enough for my daughter.
Yeah.
Honey, yeah. it's not too late to leave them, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then your character. So
sushi,
that's
I don't know. That's not for me. But I can't do the laugh. But Heidi does.
So Heidi is kind of doing that impression.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
And then who are you sort of impersonating with that one?
Oh, God, I don't know. Just a lot of people. You know, you pick little things up here and there. I don't know where we got the... I think I like a character with, like... Whenever I do make a character, I try to, like, give him a posture. Like, you find a little bit of a voice. So, like, I just work with a few vocal things that I can do.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be, like, making a little deeper or a little bit higher or a little bit raspier or a little bit throatier. Or, and then you give them the lisp, and then you do the Midwest accent, or you do the Southern accent. You know,
yeah.
or really, I don't have a Southern accent. It's just redneck accent.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, I couldn't really call it Southern. It's just redneck.
It's kind of like Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I give them that, no offense, find a little bit Oklahoma. Of a voice. But then I think what helps me to get in character is find like a posture or a walk.
Yeah.
You know? And then like, you know, for a posture, like, this is always good.
Yeah.
You know, especially for like a basic dad who's just like your stereotypical kind of like dorky guy.
Yeah.
But then to like, I wanted to give him the quality of being a close talker, which
yeah.
I think is really
close
fun. Close talker. Oh yeah. How about that, huh?
It's you so see uncomfortable, that kind of, dude.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Oh yeah.
You know
yeah.
who's a little bit of a close talker?
Who's that now?
Miles is kind of a close talker.
Miles?
Yeah.
Miles?
I noticed that while we were out in LA.
That, did you call him out on it?
It's not close enough that it's too much, but
should,
it's like we have a lot of conversations here.
You should just get closer to him. just me when you're doing it, because I want to watch.
Edging.
I want to watch.
See if he notices.
Be like, dude, what are you doing?
He doesn't listen to your, no, he doesn't listen to this.
Miles hasn't listened to a Cripescast in, he might have listened to 5 minutes of one time. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
So we're safe. Nobody tell him.
I wonder, somebody tell him. I want to see if he finds out.
Next time you're talking to him, just see if he edges in close.
I'm going to be talking to him soon. I do a podcast with him. So he's really close. Did you know we do a podcast together?
Yeah, I'm aware.
I am aware. So we went, Taylor and I went hunting together in...
We're going to get into that. Yeah.
In South Dakota.
It was my dad's dream. He mm-hmm. was like, I would love for you to come hunting. Mm-hmm. Also bring Charlie.
That was very nice.
Like, yeah, I think we're coming out. Is Charlie coming? Yeah, Dad, he's coming. Okay, cool.
I came all right. And I did not disappoint.
I'm from South Dakota. Lots of pheasants there. So, and you wanted to go pheasant. I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. Let's go. So, yeah. Called up my dad, got a bunch of my relatives together. We take Charlie pheasant hunting. Beforehand, we kind of run him through a few things because we haven't hunted with Charlie yet. And my uncle is really particular about safety and just how things are done. He is a by the books kind of guy.
Which I am too.
Yeah,
I don't want people to stop listening to this right now and think I'm unsafe. I will.
You fired a gun in
shotgun.
The back of your dad's SUV.
That okay? Let's see here. How many times did you dump your motorcycle?
Once.
Why?
Because
you
of gravel.
Weren't watching
because
out
of gravel.
For. There was a jackrabbit.
No, there was gravel. It was really. It was in town. I was going like 3 miles an hour, and there's gravel.
Regardless, the gun issue, that was my brother's mate. Didn't unload his gun, put it in the back of the thing, put it in the thing. I pulled out four guns, all in cases.
So my Uncle Bill walks Charlie through all the rules. You know, hey,
not all of them.
No ground pounding. We get to the end of the field. We got blockers. Keep your shots up. Just wait till they go behind you. Shoot them. All of that kind of stuff. The one thing he didn't mention is that you only shoot the roosters. Okay? So we go through the first drive, and we're just getting into the first drive. A couple of hens fly out. Charlie, bomb, 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 shoots a couple times. And I'm like, oh, you must have, maybe I couldn't see it because of the light, or maybe he was shooting at a different one. I don't know. And then another hen pops up. Charlie again, pop, pop, pop. And I was like,
well, no one said don't shoot the hens.
And then I kind of crept over to Charlie and I was like, hey, man, you know you can't shoot the hens, right? And he was like, what? You can't shoot the hens? Like, no.
Do you understand? I understand that that's common knowledge in South Dakota.
So, but hold on. What was happening before that? Hen! Rooster!
I was like, yeah, there's a hen. I'm going to shoot it. Pow! Luckily, I missed all the time.
So... So I walk a little closer to Charlie. I say, hey, Chuck, you know you're not supposed to shoot the hens. What? Yeah, no, just shoot the roosters.
Yeah.
But your reason was like made sense. You were like, I've only ever hunted on game farms where you can shoot both.
But the only place you can ever hunt.
In Wisconsin.
There are no wild pheasants in Wisconsin. So I've only gone pheasant hunting in Wisconsin.
But.
You would think.
The moral of the story is Chuck was fine because it's not illegal to shoot at them. So he could have, I mean, you could have hunted hens all day.
You know, I was too for a while.
No, but you got a bird. Mm. It took like 3 or 4 drives. We kept putting you in the middle. And then finally, about 4 guns went off, but we know it was yours that brought him down.
That's what I like about you, Taylor, is that you're always going to give me the benefit of the doubt.
You got him. Oh, God, you peppered him good. Right in the back straps, he went right down. He just locked up like a sack of shit and just dropped.
Yeah, that
Dog
was fun.
Found him right away.
I haven't gotten an invite back.
You have. Yeah, you have.
Did you go this past year?
No, I did not. I went elk hunting. But maybe we go this year.
That would be fun.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you come out
we'll
to Wisconsin.
We'll see at the Roaring Gulch.
You can shoot your first hen.
No, let's go out to Wisconsin fishing. Theo wants to do that.
Oh, yeah. We go ice fishing, but there's no ice.
Hey, let's change the topic. So we just went on a new adventure together. We went back out to Los Angeles, our old stomping grounds. We got invited out there about 4 years ago. We shot a video called, is as our second video ever together. We shot a video together called Husband's a Target.
Yes, we did.
Along with Miles, You Betcha Guy, and Penn Holderness from the Holderness family. The 4 of us got together, shot this video called Husband's a Target. Kind of blew up, was this big thing. And then 4 years later, literally the anniversary was yesterday.
That's crazy. Yesterday?
Was that? Yeah, I got a little thing. 4 years later, we get a call from Target, the actual Target, after having never heard anything from them. They call us up and they say what?
They said, yeah, you want to do a part 2? And we were like, thank God we didn't actually shoot that part 2.
Yeah, because we almost shot a part 2. But they flew us out to shoot a part 2 along with Matthew Stafford from the Rams and Garrett Wilson from the Jets.
Yes, it was a good time. And, you know, I will say that a lot of that credit goes to you, Taylor, because 4 years ago when you were like, hey, I got this idea for Husbands of Target.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay, sounds interesting. Did not think.
It was huge, man. It was a collection of a lot of things. I think we hit a lot of demos with that video because you hit all of the moms that shop at Target, but you also hit their husbands who have to wait for them outside of Target. So I really think it was one of those videos that hit a lot of demographics, but also we had 4 major pages that pushed it. Like, had I made that video with just 3 other random dudes, it would have done good, but it would have never done what it did. It would have never had that same impact. Because A, we wouldn't have had the pages to push them, but B, like everything that you guys brought to it on your own, you know, elevated it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. You know, what I did there was, made sure to bring the beef jerky.
And you locked your keys in your car.
I did lock my keys in my car.
I think the crazy thing though was to think back to that day 4 years ago.
Trying to pry out my back seat to get in the trunk.
Yeah. Literally Charlie was driving this
Corolla.
Crappy old Corolla. Locked his keys in
crappy
the trunk.
Crappy old. It's still running, by the way.
Yeah. And then, you know, like we were all just, of course it is. But we were all like in the very beginning of this whole thing, really trying to find ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Find I mean, ourselves. I was trying to find, what'd you say?
Find ourselves.
I wasn't trying to find myself. I was trying to find my keys. And yeah, I tried prying the trunk. And then finally, I just had to bite the bullet and call a freaking key AAA. Guy.
Didn't I called AAA because I had AAA at the time because that happened to me all the time. My cars were always breaking
down. I ended up paying for it.
Ugh.
Yeah, because I think, it was $200.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was probably like, really a yeah whatever but anyway
yeah,
then you
I
fast
it.
Forward 4 years Target flies us first class, which like I rode first class geez. Twice ever.
Yeah, I've did it one time.
I've never paid for first class. Let me just
oh,
be
God,
back
no.
there. I've never paid for
why
it.
Would you do that?
First class put us up in this swanky hotel and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
We could have put us anywhere.
Yeah.
We would have gone.
I got points at the Holiday Inn.
Uh-huh.
But and yeah, that was super fun. Super full circle moment.
Uh-huh.
And Taylor went to Target to buy his outfit. And he bought
this. No, I didn't buy my outfit. I didn't buy my outfit for the shoot. I was just shopping at Target with my wife.
Oh, and you bought this shirt.
I found a nice flannel. I was like, I like that flannel. I bought that flannel. I wore that flannel to the shoot,
mm-hmm.
knowing they were going to fit us, whatever. But I'm like, I'll wear this. I feel good in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fit Charlie before they even look at what I'm wearing, and they put him in the same shirt I was wearing.
And how did that make you feel seeing me wear your Target
shirt? I was bummed
because
I really liked that shirt, and I was like, God, they didn't even get to see me in it.
Yeah.
Because then they were just like, now we got other stuff for you.
Hey, when I come around, Taylor, hide your flannels.
They put me in a nice salmon hoodie.
Yeah.
I liked it. It is fine.
Well, you lucked out because it was, believe it or not, it was colder in Los Angeles than it was in Milwaukee when we shot that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And had a hoodie on.
Full circle moment, though. But I just remember like smiling all day long, just being like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
You were cow.
This is ridiculous.
You could sit three comfortably on this, though, huh?
I mean, it is a fine Davenport. It is.
I wonder how old this is.
Let's see here. I'm guessing.
Oh, this is the early 2000s.
It really feels light, like early 2000s. Like they're not putting the lead in these the way they used to in the 70s, you know, because they wanted it to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And then kids start.
Will you ever get one with the Velcro?
Yeah. Velcro. Or you know what it's missing is the arm guards.
Yeah.
You know, the arm.
For that cat. I almost texted you when I was upstairs to say, hey, make sure you throw the plastic back on that couch so that cat doesn't scratch it.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come here and claw the hell out of it.
Or piss on it. Yeah.
Why do cats do that?
He's a territory guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do cats scratch their claws on things to sharpen them or to
they
cut
do
their nails?
That. Yeah, to sharpen them. And yes, I don't want to talk about cats.
He's probably out there catching himself a bird. Is he a bird cat? All cats are bird cats, I think.
Yeah, he's caught quite a few birds.
Good for him. Folks, excuse the interruption, but I want to tell you about Everlight Solar. They are powering this Kripescast studio. That's right. We are harnessing the free power of the sun, and that is making my electric bill negligible. And it's also nice to be off the grid. It's a nice thing. So whether, you know, you're an environmentalist or you're just like, I don't want to be on anybody's system, you know, you're an off the grid or whatever you want to be, call Everlight Solar. They'll come over. They'll give you a free consultation. Go to everlightsolar.com. Free consultation, ladies and gentlemen. Save the planet. Save your pocketbook. Check them out. And they are a proud sponsor of the Kripescast. At least I hope they're proud. I kind of put those words in their mouth, but and also, ladies and gentlemen, Fleet Farm. You know, I got to remind you, Fleet Farm is the place to go for pretty much all of your needs. Okay, now being loyal has its benefits, especially when you are a Fleet Farm Rewards member. You can sign up for free, ladies and gentlemen, for the rewards program and start earning points
towards Fleet Bucks, which you can redeem for future purchases at the Fleet Farm. Plus, you'll get awesome special benefits like a birthday reward. That's right. If your birthday, you get a little reward there. Exclusive offers, more time to redeem your rewards, so much more. Sign up for free today, fleetfarm.com/rewards. And finally, folks, if you're looking for some Midwest merch, you got a birthday coming up, baptism, funeral, whatever, go to Kripescast.com, click on our merch section.
We also, too, if you want to support the Kripescast or support our team, we also have the brandy available now in liquor stores across Wisconsin.
There you have it, folks.
If you go to baronsoldfashionedbrandy.com, and once you're done, my brother used to do this, he did this in college. Once you're done with a bottle, you could even make it into like a stylish vintage like lamp. If you put a light through it and a lampshade on it, it could be a really cool lamp. We should do that. Cool. With this.
Yeah, we can do that. And what I also want to say is if you drill a hole through that cork, You drill a hole through that cork. Mm. Honestly, the bottle itself is a good vice for this. So you put the cork right in the bottle when you're done with the brandy, drill a hole right through the top of this sucker, and you got yourself a bobber. Put the fishing line right through there. And then you just get your distance. You know, this is great if you're going for panfish. So you want 10 foot, you get 10 foot of line there. Take a toothpick, put it right in top of there. That's going to cinch the line up nicely. Anyway, that's how you make a bobber out of the cork, ladies and gentlemen. Just drill a hole right through here. Put your fishing line in. Get the distance of your fishing line. If you're fishing 10 foot of water, measure it out about 10 foot. You want to go a scotch off the bottom, though. You don't want it sitting on the bottom. Then you just plug her up with a little toothpick, and bada bing, bada boom, you got a bobber there, ladies and gents. No,
we
need.
Should make that a video.
I just got to get the mechanics worked out. And also, I think I got another way to make a bobber out of that too. A slip bobber. There's slip bobbers and there's your standard bobber. So I'm gonna put a tutorial up about that. So anyway, folks, check it out.
Aside from this, we also have t-shirts and hats that are now live as well that go along with this.
Yeah, we've got Baron's Old Fashioned Brandy t-shirts and hats and everything. Check it out, kripescast.com. Click on the merch section. All right, ladies and gents, with that, let's get back to my conversation with Dude Dad.
All right. You want to get them questions or?
Oh, yeah. Do we have the questions?
Hey, let's get them questions in a quick ones.
All right. Folks, now it is time for the no more listening to Charlie and Taylor ramble. Now it's time for you to guide the conversation. That's nice. I don't even have to do my job. Dante, what questions do we have?
First one, this is for Taylor from Greg Whale 20. What's your favorite scout? Greg Whale 20.
This is gonna be good.
What's your favorite sketch you've done with Charlie?
How IKEA was invented. That's an easy one. That's that video trend. It was different. Nobody had done that yet. And it was just very the writing I thought was really good, but then the characters and the way we like basically swapped out meth for energy drinks, I thought was really clever. Yeah. And just made these like just goobers like really innocent, but also like really mapped out exactly what IKEA is like. I thought that video, I mean, that's the one.
Before that video, I went to the gas station to get pretty much every energy drink they had.
We drank so much energy drink that day.
But we didn't drink all of them because after that shoot, I got into my Corolla and I threw, because I was driving my car back from LA because I moved out of Los Angeles. And so I threw a box of the leftover energy drinks in my trunk. I was cleaning my basement the other day and I found-
You still had them?
Yeah, like two bangs.
Just a couple of bangs.
I bet you I could put them in the gas tank now and they run it for a while.
Yeah, in terms of sketches, that's probably one of my like favorite sketches of all time.
Yeah, mine too.
But my favorite one with you for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, I think that is my favorite one too. Sometimes I was looking at that video. I saw it on it. Someone sent it to me because it was, this is why. Someone posted it on LinkedIn, some like CEO or something. And I was looking at my hair in that thing.
And oh my God, dude.
Oh yeah, you had locks.
I did. And cargo shorts too, which I think I was wearing unironically.
Yeah. And I remember being like, that'll be fine. But that
the other thing that, you said, we're not going to shoot below the belt.
Yeah. The other thing that, like, because a lot of people they don't realize how much thought goes into some of these videos. And sometimes the videos don't have very much thought put into them and you just kind of send it. But like the arch that we built in that video and the momentum and the pacing of it was all a part of it that we thought about, you know, that it didn't just like, because you can't start here. You have to start here and get to here, you know,
yeah.
And then hit it and stop and turn and then finish, you know, like.
Are you still talking about?
Yeah. Still talking about sketches. Next question.
Next question comes in from @DudeDad.
No, don't read that one. Don't read that one.
What did @DudeDad say?
He said, how big is it?
Just big enough.
God damn
just
it.
Just big enough. Cut
next
that
time
out.
DudeDad says, don't read it. Don't read it.
Next one is from the Crouchcast executive producer, Colleen Maraca. What are each of your favorite and least favorite things about each other?
What is that? You know what that's like? That's like, have you ever played, has Heidi ever gotten a game like We Must Be Strangers or something? And where you like pull cards about your relationship, like past relationships or like your past. And they're all relationship questions and they're all written to like get you in trouble with who you're playing the game with.
Okay, I'm gonna. I wasn't listening to anything you said. I was thinking about my answer. Maybe that's yours for me. Should we do the good or the bad first?
Oh, do the bad. We're only gonna do the bad.
Well, we gotta do the good too.
Okay. Because
you gotta hit with a peanut butter and jelly.
Give me the bad.
The bad is you never stop working. But that's also kind of the good, but I'm also like, I don't want you to just burn out and die because you work so hard.
Okay, I'm on track. I'm on track for a 42-year-old
job. How many shows have you done this year? Like 4,000?
Yeah. No, not 4,000.
The camera's not running. This is intervention. But the good is that you're authentic. When people see the videos, that's pretty much who you are.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wait.
Pretty much.
Yeah, what is
Can you imagine? Hold on. Can you imagine how hard it would be to like fake a persona and put out as much content as we do and to be like claim to be somebody that you're not? You know how hard that would be? You know how hard that would be? Like, because like the truth kind of comes out in your content because it would be so difficult to like pretend you're somebody that you're not.
Oh, I thought you were sitting here low-key roasting me for the Manitowoc minute right now.
No.
I'm not from Manitowoc. Because,
but you're not from Manitowoc, but you're still very close to like, you're not as redneck as that, but you're still like pretty much,
no,
you're still that person here, in a lot of ways.
Where do you go duck hunting when you typically go?
I've got a buddy on the Platte River here, but I grew up in South Dakota just doing sloughs and stuff early morning. I started duck hunting when I was so little that, well, just, I was old enough to carry a gun, which was 11,
let him back,
but I was small enough that I couldn't walk through the mud. So my dad would carry me out to the edge of the slough and set me down on a bucket. So that we could shoot ducks together.
Did you guys, you guys basically grew up on that farm that I went to?
Yep.
And
Did you
have all those, you got the mini horses there? Because I went to Taylor's farm to hunt, and at night he's got just like, I don't know, what, 20 little
There's
horses?
I think she has 13 miniature horses, two miniature mules. And then a couple of quarter horses. And if you've never seen a miniature horse, a miniature stud try to breed with a quarter horse, it is hysterical. But like, this thing's got a forearm for a penis, and it could almost reach, but it's on its tippy toes trying to get up on this quarter horse. Oh my gosh.
Taylor's just over there filming
every summer. It was the funniest thing. I do have footage on like a
can
eight
you send
track
it to us?
Somewhere. It's on an eight track somewhere. Eight millimeter.
We can find
8 millimeter tape. It's in that up there.
The 8-track. You have the audio take.
eight millimeter mini disc, mini tape.
Nice. Oh, mini
called.
DV.
Yeah, mini DV.
Mini DV.
Yeah.
God, I'd love to go through your mini DVs.
Oh.
What's the weirdest thing on your mini DVs?
I mean, I shot a horror film one time on my mini DV.
Have you ever thought about re-editing that and putting it out?
Oh, it's online.
Is it?
I think.
Roll tape.
Hey, we skipped right over the question.
Oh, yeah. You. No.
Oh, yeah. Because I gave you my, you work too much.
Now it's
and
yours.
Then the good but you're thing. Authentic.
Yeah,
you're authentic. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, let's see here. What do I not like about Taylor? Is that it? What was the actual question?
Your favorite quality.
Least favorite thing about Taylor. Huh.
I got mine.
I'm looking around your garage. I honestly feel like here's my,
it's yeah.
Cause you're kind of a workaholic too. And you I kind of follow a lot of times I see your output and then I'm like, oh shit, I got to keep up with that. So really this is my way how do you, it's not projecting, but it's, I am rubber, you are glue, whatever you say, bounce off me in 60, you're a workaholic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong, but I don't travel as much as you. I just stay home with children.
That is true.
You have your shows. I have four children.
That's true. That's true. So you're a parentaholic.
I think my fault is I'm a yes man. I'm like, oh, let's do that. Yes. Let's do that. Yes. You know, let's have a third kid. Yes. Let's have a fourth kid. Yes. You know, but
let's try for a fifth kid.
You know, and you know, because
it's
just
vasectomy worked.
You know, and it's a great idea. It's just there's nights where it's very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were talking about you know, getting sleep, but it's when the kids go down that's when you got.
Yeah, that's I stay up late because it's the quiet time where nobody needs anything from me because no one else is working, so they're not asking me for stuff, and all the kids are sleeping. Here's the deal, though, Charlie. Why is it that we have to make some of the most important decisions of our lives while we have the least amount of blood in our brain? Why is it that is the time that we're making those decisions? You know?
Wait, can you define that? Can you just define that question?
But
when,
also,
when do you have
like,
the least amount of blood in your brain?
When have you, it's like when you go to the movies and like you're watching a movie, right? And you get to the last climactic scene, like you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about
let's pull out of this movie theater.
I was like, I thought we were talking about something completely different than
no.
And folks, that's a taste for Dude Dad Live. How
Dude
is
Dad
it
Live.
Touring, man? How is it touring?
I mean, we tour a lot less than you, and we take some of our children with us because it is a thing. So we're doing, I think, 20 dates this year. 20, I think, 20 shows, something like that. So it's not a huge lift, and essentially, what we do is. First off, I said at the beginning, I told Heidi, I'm like, I want to do a live show, but I'm not going to do a live show unless you're a part of it and you come with me, because I couldn't do that to our marriage. I knew it would be difficult. I didn't want to leave her at home with four kids, and I'm out on the road just
having doing, signing boobs at the at
she's the only
meet
one
greet.
That's done that. She is
full
the only
boob,
one that's done that.
Full titty out. And
only in Milwaukee.
Way to go, Milwaukee.
So I it's from the get-go.
Baron's
I was like,
Old Fashioned
I won't do
Brandy
it.
Sponsors boobs out at the Dude Dad shows. They'll sign the bottle and the areola.
Imagine if you just keep saying that and it starts happening more.
Dude, and people are going to put the video out. They didn't show.
They're out. No. Like, it's every show they're out, but they're usually pumping.
You should.
No, okay. So I was like, I'm only doing this if you're going to go with me, you know, because we're not going to do that. And then we also take the youngest two with us, and the older two have school, so they stay back with family friends. Mm-hmm. But that means we can only leave at like 4 days at a time. So we go for 4 days, and then we're home for like 3 weeks, and then we go for another 4 days. And I wasn't sure how difficult that would be, because, like, you know, when you get in the zone, you kind of want to be in the zone. But I'm also finding that like four shows is kind of my max before my brain's like, I don't remember what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
My fourth show on this last run, it was still good, but it was my sloppiest show where I like missed a section, had to go back. Nobody knew what happened, but I knew.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. it's definitely a lot. It's definitely a lot. Four show runs is, I'm pretty not in it by the fourth deal either.
It's fun though. We're doing a 2 hour show, you know, with the openers. Openers do about 30 minutes and I do an hour and a half. Heidi comes out for part of it.
Do you like that length? Is that a good length for you?
I don't know how to make it shorter.
Yeah?
I mean, I could.
I was waiting for the joke there.
There's no joke. I just don't know how to make it shorter.
So now you don't want to do an innuendo?
That's the longest the show is. There's some things we can cut out, but they're some of our favorite parts. We do a lot of stuff with the audience. Like, it's not as done.
I just love how you force an innuendo into the conversation. Yeah. And now I invite you. I opened the door to this innuendo three times, and you're still talking about your show.
It's not an innuendo. It's not a normal straight stand-up show. We do some straight stand-up, and then there's a lot of audience participation stuff that has been the fan favorite of the whole thing. So we've been leaning in and doing more of that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm like, man, if we could do an hour and a half of just straight that would be wild.
Yeah, I mean, you probably could. That kind of relies on the energy of the thing. But also, they need your stand-up to get going and get cooking. Yeah,
every room is different, too. That's the crazy thing, is some rooms you go into and it's like, oh, my God, that was crazy. And then you go to the next one, you're like, why are you guys so tired?
Yeah. That is sort of like if you get a Thursday late show, that's a completely different vibe than
it. Yeah, well, yeah, and the first two shows we did this year were Tuesday and Wednesday at a club. And so then we're all in our head of like, this is not as good as we thought it was. And then we went out on the road and those shows are on weekends and in theaters, and they just crushed.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, good.
People can, you know, it's such a weird mix of people just needing to be in the right mood. And obviously you're drinking less. Drinking always helps those games a little bit.
Yeah, that's why if you're going to do a weekday show, go to some place like Milwaukee, you know, where they're going to be boozing no matter what day it is.
And then they're going to have nipples out.
But we're
for Heidi to sign.
Let's just talk about that because you keep bringing it up.
What?
Nobody else knows that story. They don't know the story.
Nobody knows that?
So in Milwaukee at the meet and greet, this gal came up and with a Sharpie and asked Heidi to sign her boob. And we're like, oh, okay, sure. And I like kind of was like, okay, that's Heidi's thing, you know. But then I like, you know, you got to look over just to see like, is this actually happening? Is my wife actually signing someone's boob right now? And I look over, whole boob is out.
Whole boob.
And I was like, whoa. And there's like all these other people around. So I'm like, I can't look at that anymore.
you get like a one to,
I'm like, I got canceled because she pulled her boob out. And then I looked at it like.
You get a 2 second grace period of, oh, that's happening.
Yeah.
No double takes. Where did she sign it? Did she sign it like in a
circle?
Right
on the top. No, she didn't go around. I think it's customary that no matter if they pull the whole thing out, you go on the top.
Oh, so you're a professional now. Okay.
Your wife signs
one boob and now you're telling all of us how to sign boobs.
I just feel like you're getting a little bit, you know, you're, it's a little bit of an assumption if you're trying to go underneath the nip.
Yeah, that's sending it to a whole new territory.
Even have you signed a boob?
I've signed some boobs.
That checks out.
A lot of big chested fellas.
Okay. Did you shave them first?
No, they were shaved. Some of them. One not, actually. One I had a hair stuck to the Sharpie, but, you know.
So anyway.
It was a black Sharpie, a black-haired fella. So anyways, but you're feeling good. Where can people go find you on Twitter?
Doodad.com. Check out the live shows. See what we have left. We're going to Omaha next, Des Moines, Iowa. And then we got 4 shows in Vegas. And so if we're not coming to your city, come see us in Vegas. And we're giving out free meet and greets for anybody that flies to Vegas. If you're one of the first 40 people for each show. We've got 4 shows in Vegas. And then we do Houston, Dallas. And then we got 3 shows in Colorado.
So if they fly to Vegas and they're one of the first 40 people to fly there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they send they gotta send us their receipt for their plane ticket to show, hey, I'm flying out there.
Oh,
and
then nice.
Put them on the meet and greet list.
Nice. What if you're the 41st person? Would you do it?
Try to go get a different show. I don't
know. Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe we'll see you at the tables.
Pretty strict on the 40 person
limit. I'm not, but the venue is because they need to get
they gotta turn it
over for the next show.
That's a good move. Blame it on the venue. I like that. Any more questions? Dante, people had?
There's one more from Tacoma C. Bro.
Tacoma C. Bro. Okay.
How many 5-year-olds could you fight until they eventually take you over?
How many 5-year-olds could you fight until they eventually take you over?
5-year-olds are so weak. But they're loud. I think that the noise would be the thing, is that you wouldn't know. You couldn't hear them coming because all you would hear is just the noise of the 5-year-olds. But I feel like the thing would be is if they got on top of you and weighed you down, because if I'm just punching 5-year-olds, I could go through quite a few, and it would probably only take 1 or 2 hits for each one.
Taylor, only one. The first one you punch tells their mom you get canceled.
Yeah. That's true. I can't.
You're done.
So zero? Just,
no, one. It takes one.
It takes
one
to take me down. Yeah.
Well, no, it probably
that's an easier answer.
You wouldn't punch one. But if there were 100, you'd probably be punching a few. So I think it's probably 100.
100?
One could bring you down, but you need the scenario where they're all there.
Yeah, I feel like even 80 would be a lot.
80? Yeah.
I mean, if we're pulling straws here.
How many 5-year-olds attacking you would you start punching?
Well, I mean, are they rabid? Are they just normal 5-year-olds?
They're children of the corn 5-year-olds.
I think this scenario that he's setting up here is it's life or death, and it's me or the 5-year-olds, correct? And in this scenario, you've got to be
zombie 5-year-olds.
They're zombie 5-year-olds. I'm not going to get canceled if I punch him. Okay.
I mean,
all right. So
in this political climate,
if I can get canceled, it's one. Okay. If I can't get canceled and it's just literally to survive me or the 5-year-olds and I'm just knocking them down and running away, 78.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, we don't want to set you to the 80 mark, you know.
No, it's 78.
Yeah.
I got small feet.
All right. Any other questions on that?
One more, Taylor. Last time you were on the podcast, you stated, quote, every little boy wanted to grow up to be Bart Simpson. So if you could be a cartoon character, which one would you be and why? You got a little nervous there.
Yeah, last time on the podcast you said.
I was like, what did I say? God, what? That sounds like such a dumb quote that I said last time. If I could be a cartoon character, God, I haven't watched cartoons in forever. I mean, other than Bluey. I've been watching a lot of Bluey, but I don't want to be Bluey. Although Bluey's got a good dad, so that's nice. Oh, I know. Kick Bukowski.
From what?
It's a TV. I think it's called Kick Bukowski. He's this rad little kid who skateboards And his name is Kick Bukowski. Look it up. Kick nice. Bukowski.
When did it come out?
I don't know. Maybe 5 years ago.
Wow.
Let me just see if I can find it. Make sure that that's what it's called.
Kick Bukowski.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, this looks sweet.
It's like Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
But it's a, like a 7-year-old.
That's awesome.
Kick, are you okay?
It's just pain, Gunther.
It's just right? Pain.
Just that's great. Pain. Is that for you were watching with your kids or is that on Adult Swim?
I don't know where I saw that. I don't think I had kids when I watched that. Kick Bukowski.
Kick Bukowski. Nice. I like it. Okay. Also, before we wrap up, I'd never told you what I thought your best quality was. Did I?
I don't think you did. No, I've been waiting.
Your organization.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Kidding.
That's here, not true.
Here is.
That was my least.
Here is your best quality. You always sacrifice the things that are least important for the things that are most important. Like you sacrifice the organization of your garage for all the time you spend with your family and your work. And it's great. And who wants a neat garage anyway?
You know what? If I you walk in and see a neat garage, you know right away, nothing creative's happening there.
No. And let me tell you, Taylor, there's a lot of creative shit happening in this garage. I mean, God.
There's so much stuff being created.
I know.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Some of that's just stuff that we had to move out here because we got bed bugs. And I haven't put it back in the house yet.
So that's the bed bug stuff over there, huh? Is that why this couch is out here right now?
Nobody watches this, right?
Oh, that's why you keep friends like Taylor around.
Hey, to a good 4 years and another 4 years, Charlie Behrens.
Cheers.
See. I've seen you at the top. I'll see you at the bottom.
You've already seen me at the bottom, I'm pretty sure.
That's a good way to end it.
I'll see you at the top. I'll see you when you're buying your Corolla back from your aunt. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up. That's another episode of the Cripes Cast. Love talking to my buddy Dude Dad. Make sure you follow him at Dude Dad on all the platforms. Follow us at Cripes Cast. Colleen Maraca, thank you so much for being the EP of this podcast. Thank you to Hannah Milos for editing. Thanks to all of you for listening. And make sure you watch for deer. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.